I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Eli Manning's here.
Got a little present, 10-year anniversary for you guys.
Thank you very much.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Eli.
That's what I'm talking about, a present from Eli for our 10th anniversary.
For each of y'all, got a number 10 jersey, you know?
Did you sign it?
10, not yet.
Well, you better sign this or else I'm giving it
back. I look better in blue.
There you go.
I have the red one. White and red. I look better in blue.
All right. Very good. I'll take the white one.
Although, maybe I'll wear this to jet camp tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that'd be a highlight.
It'd be nice, wouldn't
it? Yeah. I think they'd really like that.
And I'm sure they would. I'm sure.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Anything other than talking about them. They'd be thrilled. We had Sterling Shepard here. You got Brandon Marshall. You got, Beckham, of course. You got more weapons than any quarterback could ask for. And at this stage of your career, you got to be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, right?
Yeah, we got some guys. We got some guys that can make plays, but even more importantly, they got great work ethic. They come to practice every day full of energy, wanting to get better, want to learn. They listen to coaches. They are prepared, and that's what's fun. That's what makes it fun, their attitude. They're excited for other guys when they make plays, and that's what makes it easy on me is their energy, their enthusiasm, and their commitment to the team.
You know, I bring up the dance video to every guy that's coming for a reason. A, it's great to watch. But B, Boomer always talks about, I asked Boomer, I'm sure Peyton would say the same thing, your dad would say the same thing. What's the one thing you miss the most? And he always talks about the camaraderie. And you're in the middle of it, so you don't miss it because you have it.
Sure.
But when you see that happening every day, there's something different. There's something special about that not every team has. And you've been a Giant for a long time. Not every Giant team had that.
Sure.
And it doesn't mean you're going to win a Super Bowl, but there is something going on as far as the guys getting along.
Yeah. I mean, the guys enjoy each other. And as a football team, you're around each other a lot. I mean, you are spending a lot of times during the day, and it's hard and it's hot and there's tough times, but every once in a while you get those little breaks in the day, and we don't go back to the hotel. Everybody stays here. Sometimes some good music comes on, and it's the guys just having fun. They do little competitions or dance, and all of a sudden it just turns to everybody joining together. So it's fun when you got a group of guys that they're close. They hang out outside of football, and they enjoy being here in the locker room with each other.
Eli, as we were talking to Sterling Shepard and also JPP, we were talking about the energetic and enigmatic, I would say, Odell Beckham Jr., the personality, the comments, the practice habits, the locker room dancing, it never stops with him. And I know from personal experience that sometimes, dealing with those unique personalities at the wide receiver position, which you seem like to have now at your beck and call, is not always the easiest thing. Have you ever really just sat with Odell? Has he ever just picked your brain about some of the things that you had to deal with in your career early on?
Yeah, Odell and I, we talk a lot. And, I've known Odell for a long time, mm-hmm. and, met him in high school. And so, we get to sit down and we talk about my early years here and different receivers, different players, and so Odell is he's a bright kid, and as you said earlier, just the way he practices, he's fun to watch practice. It's fun to go to work with him every day, just because he does some unbelievable things in practice. His route running, he gets separation, he gets open. Like he just gets open a lot, and that's not.
And you can really throw it anywhere, and he'll catch it.
His radius,
would throw it to every time I drop back.
I mean, you kind of get to a point where it's certain things. Hey, if I can get him one on one on a safety. Safety's in the middle of the field. Hey, we're going to throw it up to him. He's going to go make that play.
I'm going to put you on the spot for a second because the Manning family is known for preparation, for focus. Your brother took it to a whole nother level, and everybody else that has followed your brother has now had to live up to those expectations as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Last year, before you guys go to Green Bay, your wide receivers are on a boat down in Miami, albeit on their off day. I know that. That had to be hard to take, I would imagine. I for me, it was, as a broadcaster, former quarterback, sitting there in judgment of the decisions that those guys make, I thought it was a major mistake. Where do you come down on that?
Yeah, I mean, it probably wasn't the best idea. You know, you're about to go to a playoff game. That's not exactly what you want. But, you know, you still got to go have a week of practice. They were back for practices. You had a week to prepare and go win a game. It didn't work out, best for us. But I don't think that was the reason why. But I think that's part of growing up. That's part of learning. It's part about, you know, doing what's best for the team and understanding what you need to do to and it's not really necessary for you, but just the what it looks like for the team and what you're about to go do.
Talking to Eli Manning here at Giant Training Camp. You know, you're the old guy on the team now. but what's amazing, though, is you look at Tom Brady, who's 40 now, and he said, we'll play another 5 years. Contract and money aside, physically, mentally, do you feel like you want to play football into your mid-40s?
I don't know. I mean, I think right now I feel great. I feel like I can still play another 5 years or whatever. But, I think until you know, every year is going to be different. I may feel totally different next year. In 3 years, I don't know what I'm going to feel like. You know, it depends on the hits. It depends on, if you get an injury, you don't know what's going to happen. So the body feels great. I feel like, I'm not slowing down. I can still do everything. But what I'm going to feel like in 2 to 3 years, no idea.
Yeah, we talk about all the weapons, and you talk about being with Coach now, McAdoo. You've had some great numbers under him. And I just wonder, Boomer, you always talk about, year one to year two is the biggest jump any player makes. You've lived through that, both you guys have. But being under the same system from a language standpoint, is this year just like it's rote memory, like speaking English when you call a play, when a play comes in? And is it so much more comfortable now than it was even 8 months ago?
Yeah, I would say so, yes. That much easier just to call plays, know what's coming in, just, it just makes sense. As he's calling it, you can almost finish the sentence of what's coming in. And so, and it's also just the studying and just understanding, what plays you like versus certain things. All of a sudden, defense shows up in different defensive styles, formations. You have a plan to how you're going to block this, what you're going to go through, what your checks are, what you like. And so it's just playing faster, more confident, and just having an answer for whatever they do. Sometimes they fool you. That's part of football. But for the most part, I have a plan.
Two new tight ends that you have, and I got a little kickback in my ear here. Evan Ingram and Rhett Ellison. Give us a little scouting report on those two guys.
Rhett's done a great job learning the offense. He's very sound. His routes are very crisp, right depth and everything, and he's done a great job blocking. But, he kind of does whatever we ask him to do. We move him around, and he's done a good job getting open and running good routes. Evan's dynamic. He can really run. He's gets in and out of breaks extremely well. Jumps, can kind of catch a big radius, whether you're throwing them fades, you're throwing them slants. He runs like a receiver.
Fades and slants.
That's like that exit velocity.
But the point being, fades and slants means he's away from the line of scrimmage. But, the interesting thing is when Odell Beckham Jr. came here, we really didn't know what to expect. Plus, he was hurt. He had the hamstrings and all that other stuff. And then finally, he made that one catch against the Cowboys, and everybody's like, oh, my God, this guy is really special. Is Evan even remotely close to that? Because, it looks to me like physically he could be good. I don't know if he'll be that exciting, but he could really be somebody that's somewhat special.
No, I think so. I think he just comes in and out of breaks well. So many natural things that it's one of those guys, and it was like that with Odell. You don't want to overcoach him because you don't want him to become robotic and just let him, maybe it was a step, deep or whatever, but he's so fast, he's probably catching up. It's just, you got to fine-tune some things and – just kind of let him, you kind of let him do what he does.
So you think
Giants
fans are going to like him?
I think they're going to like Evan Ingram. I think he's going to make a lot of plays, and he's going
to
be a good player.
Right, here's
nice
another million
dollar.
Well, here's another million-dollar question for you, and that's Brandon Marshall. It reminds me of when you had Plaxico Burress. He's that type of receiver, the big wide receiver. I know he loves the back shoulder throw. He and Ryan Fitzpatrick had that something special going on. Is something like that obviously now is going to be added to your repertoire, I would imagine.
Sure. Yeah, I think Brandon's Ed's done a great job just learning the offense. He's a he's a professional. He's a pro. He's been doing this a long time. He's been in different offenses before. So he's he was committed to just learning the timing of this offense. Hey, the ball's coming out fast. It's a timing offense. When you hit your seventh step, the ball's gonna be out. It's gonna be halfway there. So expect that. I think it took him a little while to kind of know that the ball's gonna be. It's gonna get on you quickly, and everything is precise and everything is on timing. And so, but he's been committed to learning that and getting used to it.
He likes the text. He's a
pain
in the neck.
Yeah, but that's the weird thing with the FaceTime.
Always text him. Inside the NFL, boom. Can we talk about this? Can we do that? listen, this is not a football team, and I'm not the quarterback.
I asked him the other day.
But I like that. I mean, for a quarterback, that's what you want. You want a guy who's into it. He's listening. He wants to know, hey, what can we work on? How do I get better at this? And so, hey, it's a guy who's he's buying into it. He wants to be great, and as a quarterback, you like to see that.
Here's the problem with that. And I said this to him a couple weeks ago. We were at a golf tournament together. And I said, you guys are FaceTime. There's a story. They're FaceTime. I go, you know where he lives? Go over there, sit down, have a burger, and let's work it out together. He goes, no, man, FaceTime's so much easier. I can see Eli Manning when you finally do get home, and you have a growing family there, and your phone's ringing nonstop. It's Brandon Marshall FaceTiming. No, he plays from the NFL Network.
We had a time. I mean, he texted me the day before and said, hey, I want to FaceTime. I want to go over some signals and stuff. I said, all right, let's do it tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Was in Florida. I was up here, so it worked out well.
Has any other player in your career done that? Any other wide receiver?
FaceTime to go over single. Well, no, but I think Brandon. Hey, new.
I'm saying you must love that
new receiver. He wanted kind of that time between your last mini camp OTA and training camp at six weeks. You don't want to forget everything you just learned. And we're such a no huddle, signals and just the timing of routes, different routes or different steps. He just wanted a little review to kind of go over things. So we got to camp. He was ready to go. Didn't take a step back.
Will you stop kicking me, by the way?
Any new commercials with you and your brother coming around? No DirecTV commercial, AT&T commercial.
Well, pardon me one second.
No more singing, I don't think. Nothing big.
Pardon me for a second. You kicked me to ask that question?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I mean, I'm black and blue now for all the knee bumps. I know you want to ask, but of all the things to kick me
you
for.
Fat thighs.
Yeah, but you kicked me to ask about doing
commercials.
You have
fat thighs. Your thighs are like in my legs here.
Yeah, but you.
And look at what he's wearing, Eli.
Eli,
you like that?
Yeah.
How do you like this?
Because we're men of comfort.
Yeah, comfort. This is like.
Don't roll your eyes. I saw the eye roll there. I caught that eye roll.
It's a good look.
So what is your brother doing anyway? Is he probably driving his wife crazy, driving your dad crazy, driving everybody crazy? What's he up to?
Yeah, he's just. That's a good question. He's been just doing some speaking engagements. He was, been playing a little bit of golf. Mm-hmm. I know that. So, I think this offseason he. I think had some meetings with some teams and went to the combine and did some just kind of figure out.
He went to the combine.
Yeah.
He wants to be an executive.
I think he's trying to figure out what if he wants to get into that, or if he thinks he'll be any good at it. I think he's curious to see. Hey, just because I play quarterback doesn't make me a good judgment of talent or other players. And he says, hey, it kind of tests your love of football when you're sitting there watching who's the 10th best right guard and watching a bunch of guards,
especially with the amount of money that he's made and everything that's at his fingertips. He could do whatever he wants to do. I just hope he stays out of television personally, because that would just get in my way. And I don't need him in my way right now. I see that the Titans have a third of their team for sale. Maybe he'll buy a part of that team and then go run that team.
Because TV doesn't need another pasty middle-aged white guy on it. I mean, come on, man. Is that what you're saying?
How about a fat... No, I don't even want to get into it with
you. I'm going to ask you a stupid question.
You idiot.
That's my gift to radio. All right? But I'm acknowledging it's going to be a stupid question. Do you love playing
God,
football?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, you love it.
Love it.
What's it like?
No, not everyone loves it.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
I acknowledge I was asking a stupid question, but not everybody loves it. Some guys do it because...
He loves it. He's a Manning.
Well,
No. But do you love playing football?
Yes, I love everything about it. I love practice.
Know.
I love coming... meetings are fun. I love learning the history of football. Hey, we'll have... calls that we make. Why do we call it that? Is there a reason? Oh, this goes back to Joe Montana, and he wanted this. Their fullback was Tom Rathman, so he made a Tom call, and that's why it's called Tom. That stuff's like, oh, okay, now it not that it makes any more sense now why we call it Tom, but that it's just learning the history, learning different concepts. You get new coaches in, new offensive coaches come in. We have new quarterback coach last year. He's been in different systems. You have different ideas, different plays, and you kind of just learn the history of it. But practice and all those things are enjoyable. You learn something new every day.
When you guys run the no huddle, is it a boom call? Or we don't acknowledge Boomer's name at any level here in the building?
Yeah, I think we got a boom call.
Probably do somewhere else.
That's great. Son Shepard had no idea who Icky Woods was.
Yeah, I was asking him, his dad played, as you know.
Sure.
And I was thinking, maybe he would know a little bit about the history of football.
Right.
I don't think he knew that I played.
Yeah. These young guys.
Best moment of my day, by the way. Well, listen, I want to thank you.
I was going to tell Landon Collins that I actually do have a vote for All Pro.
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe if you want to suck up to me or something
research,
like that, maybe we could do
a
little something like that.
No doubt.
See, so have a good year. Maybe I'll vote for you.
Thank you.
Last thing for
you. Why do I give you those jerseys?
Exactly.
You've heard the show. Now, last thing. The Giants haven't won a playoff game in, I think it's 5 years now. But you come into this year with more expectations of being a team that's got a shot to win a Super Bowl than most of the teams you've played on. Even the two Super Bowls you won, going into those years, especially the first one, you guys weren't thought of as having a shot at all. This year, you're one of those anointed teams. You haven't experienced that in your long career or that much. So is that tangible in the locker room? Is that something that coach talks to you guys about?
Well, I think we guys talk about, hey, what people say about you and what people are talking about in preseason means nothing. You got to go out there on game day and do it. And it starts with our preparation and our work. Whatever happened last year does not carry over. That does not help you win games this year. And so you got to prove yourself every year. You got to get better every year. And that's the mindset. And I think this team realizes that. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be – there's not an easy road in football. There's going to be ups and downs, and it's about staying together and keep grinding and be gritty about going to earn that win every week.
Do you like playing the Cowboys the first game of the season? Like, if you had
I don't
your
think
choice,
I have a choice.
You?
I mean, it's every, your, year, every year.
It
I think
seems like you guys open the season, right?
That's kind of the way it is. So I think, gotten used to it. But I think so. I think starting the year in the division on the road, make it tough. Make it a difficult scenario. Hopefully that'll bring out the best in us.
You have one very tough choice you're going to have to make, but you have a year before you have to make it. Assuming you're the Giant quarterback next year. As you know, the guy in the afternoon is retiring. So if you continue to do the Eli Manning show, there's probably going to be a movement to have you do it with me and Boomer. Now, I don't know if you're an early morning guy. I don't know if that's your thing. But I just figured I'll give you a chance now.
Don't do it.
If everything worked out, contraction and all that.
Don't do it.
Are you making the commitment to us, assuming we're
don't
even
do
here,
it.
That
do
you
it.
Want to move the show to the mornings?
Don't do it.
Or not?
That's a tough decision. I'm going to have to really think on that one for a long time.
So
I got a year to think about
it. Let's put it this way. They couldn't pay you enough money. Don't do it.
I recommend you don't do it with us.
Okay.
I'm not lying. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Good to know.
We've only done it twice, and it's not our thing, obviously, but I'll tell you a funny story. We had Kerry Rhodes did it 1 year, and we had our first guy that ever did it, our very first year on The Fan, was Thomas Jones.
Okay, sure.
Right? And he went through a period where he didn't score a touchdown.
Right.
And I asked him on the air if he was allergic to the end zone.
Yeah, it's not good.
And that did not go well.
That didn't go well?
Like, he'll,
shocking.
Like, he'll hurt you.
Yeah, he's a big man.
I think Eli's political enough to know not to say anything stupid or anything like that, but I just think that you just don't want to put yourself through the headache.
I'm telling you, say if they ask you,
say no.
We're telling you to say no.
Perfect.
Right?
That's good.
Well, listen, thank you for the gift. Appreciate it. Good luck this year.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.